WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The 1930 musical Girl Crazy by George and Ira Gershwin launched the career of Ethel Merman. When she sang I Got Rhythm, she held a C note for 16 bars and the audience went wild. Other songs from the musical that have since become standards include Embraceable You and But Not For Me. Now Girl Crazy's original score and original orchestrations have been restored in a new recording just released by Elektra Nonesuch. Lorna Luft sings Merman's part. Luft's mother, Judy Garland, starred in the 1943 movie version. Here's Lorna Luft singing I Got Rhythm.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the tree sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man who could ask for anything more. Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my man who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more?
That you sing differently on Girl Crazy than you would if you were singing the same songs in a club?
Oh, sure. We were held very, very true to the material on Girl Crazy. It was quite difficult because you have much more freedom when you are doing a show per se on the stage or in a nightclub or whatever. But when you're going to do a recording, and especially a recording that is going to put back together all of the original arrangements and reproduce practically everything that happened in 1930, you have to learn how they sung in those days, so you can't really interpolate at all.
So let's look at a song like I Got Rhythm, for instance. That's the song you've probably sung in concert.
Mm-hmm.
Describe how that compares with how you're doing it on Girl Crazy.
Well, on Girl Crazy, first of all, the tempo was so much faster than I had been singing it. And plus, it was completely done exactly on rhythm.
On the beat.
On the beat. And that was interesting because most people who sing the song, they never sing it that way. They either stretch out the word I or they stretch out the word got, or they drop a beat before they say the word rhythm. And then those famous ahs that Miss Merman did on the stage, I don't exactly know how they came about, if they were taught to her by George Gershwin or by Roger Edens, who was the original pianist on the show. But whoever taught them to her sure laid down history, and we had to repeat it.
Let's compare I Got Rhythm to a more subdued song that you sing on Girl Crazy, Boy, What Love Has Done to Me. And this is more of a ballad. It's do you feel more comfortable belting or being more restrained in your singing?
I feel comfortable singing, period.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing both. Obviously, on a ballad, it's harder to sing a ballad because you have to have more control. That's actually a lot more fun for me because it's more of a challenge. The hardest thing to do is to sing quietly. Anybody can get out there and, you know, rah and belt and, you know, do all of that. And people think, I've seen this with young singers, that the louder you are, the better you are. And it's really not true. It's the quieter you are is the more interesting, because then the audience has to lean forward a little bit more and they have to listen. They truly have to listen to you.
I fetch his slippers, fill up the pipe he smokes.
I cook the kippers, laugh at his oldest jokes. Yet here I anchor, I might have had a banker. Boy, what love has done to me.
You started to sing in clubs when you were still a teenager, I think, right?
I was about 18, 19.
Were you expected to have all the fixings, the evening gowns, a chorus of young men?
Everything.
Uh-huh. Did you want all that? I mean, I'm not exactly sure of your age, but I figure you probably grew up with rock and roll as well as with with standards and show tunes and stuff. And I was wondering if you felt a part of that sensibility, if that's totally what you wanted to be on stage.
I'll tell you something. I was so young, and I had just come off doing my first Broadway show, which was Promises, Promises. And I was so young and naive, and I listened to all these people that had major offices with views, lots of windows. And I figure if you have an office with a view, you're a big shot. And I guessed that I listened to all of these people because I thought they knew what they were doing. And to say that I didn't listen to myself would not be right, because I really didn't know what I wanted at that point. They put me into gowns and orchestrations, and I spent a fortune with all of that. And I thought that they knew what they were doing, and I thought that this was the right thing for me to do. I thought that that's immediately what you did. You came off the Broadway stage, and then you put a nightclub act together, and that's what you did. And basically, that's what a lot of people have done and are still doing. My problem was that I was so young that I didn't realize that I was being exploited. And that,
exploited how?
Oh, because, I mean, there were giant billboards on my way down to Atlantic City for the first time when we premiered the club act that, you know, had huge letters of Judy Garland's daughter and Liza Minnelli's sister, and then you had to take a magnifying glass to my name. It was a nightmare. And, you know, I was 18 years old, and I thought, well, I guess they know what they're doing.
What's the difference between the way you perform now in concert and the way you were performing when you were still a teenager and being pushed as Judy Garland's daughter, Liza Minnelli's sister?
Well, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
So like, what's the difference in your repertoire or in, the stage act itself?
What's different is every single thing in my shows now I have put together. I have done. No one has said, you must sing this because it's on the radio, or because it's popular, and because everyone likes it. And you see, when I was 18 years old, I was singing songs that I was told that I should be singing.
When you were growing up, how old were you when you became aware of the problems your mother was having with drugs and alcohol? And I wonder if that created a lot of hardship for you.
Well, I think that I think that right now we are in a society that has accepted people with their problems, and I think due to people who are courageous as Betty Ford and as courageous as Elizabeth Taylor, I think it's made it more acceptable in the fact that people don't look at you like you're a leper or don't feel. They now say to you, gee, I think you're very courageous. I watched Kitty Dukakis do her entire book tour, and my heart just, broke for her having to sit in that chair and having people ask her those questions.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it's come to. Unfortunately, when my mother was having her problems, she couldn't do that because it was pushed into closets and shut up in, behind doors and all of that. And so, in a way, I guess the one thing I wanted to say is I wish the clock had rolled back, that there was a Betty Ford in my mom's time, and maybe it could have saved her and all of that, but you can't really keep thinking like that. But I admire the people who have done it today, because it's an incredibly difficult childhood to live through, and but it's not only myself. I haven't lived through anything else that someone in Ohio or Nebraska or whatever hasn't lived through either.
There's only one more thing I have time to ask you, and that is, remember we were talking about the songs that you do now and your performances mm-hmm. that you really like a lot. What songs are they? The ones that you include in your performances that you really like? What kind of songs?
Oh, gosh. In this new show, I've put in I put in a whole 15-minute piece of Girl Crazy, which is really terrific. I've put in His Is the Only Music That Makes Me Dance, which was a brilliant song that Julie Stein wrote for the play of Funny Girl. It was taken out of the movie. Those are the kinds of things that I like to find songs that you remember that they touched you when you first heard them, and maybe people haven't heard them for quite a long time. Not the popular songs that are really on the radio today, because I don't know why I wouldn't be singing an MC Hammer song up at Rainbow and Stars. Call me wacky, but you know, I don't know, you know, Gershwin, MC Hammer, I just don't see it together.
Lerna Luft, thank you very much for talking with
us. Okay, thank you.